जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
And now chapter 17, the dynasties of the sons of Pururava. Shukdev Goswami said, From Pururava came a son named Ayu, whose very powerful sons were Nahusha, Kshatravridha, Raji, Rava, and Anena. O Maharaj Parikshit, now hear about the dynasty of Kshatravridha. Kshatravridha's son was Suhotra, who had three sons named Kashya, Kusha, and Gritsamada. From Gritsamada came Shunaka, and from him came Shonaka, the great saint, the best of those conversant with the Rig Veda. The son of Kashya was Kashi, and his son was Rashtra, the father of Dirghatama. Dirghatama had a son named Danvantari, who was the inaugurator of the medical science and an incarnation of Lord Vasudev, the enjoyer of the results of sacrifices. One who remembers the name of Danvantari can be released from all disease. The son of Danvantari was Ketuman, and his son was Bhimarata. The son of Bhimarata was Divodasa, and the son of Divodasa was Dhyuman, also known as Pratadana. Dhyuman was also known as Shatrujit, Vatsa, Ritadvaja, and Kuvalayashva. From him were born Alarka and other sons. Alarka, the son of Dhyuman, reigned over the earth for 66,000 years, my dear King Pariksit. No one other than him has reigned over the earth for so long as a young man. From Alarka came a son named Santati, and his son was Sunita. The son of Sunita was Niketana. The son of Niketana was Dharmaketu. And the son of Dharmaketu was Satyaketu. O King Pariksit, from Satyaketu came a son named Drishtaketu, and from Drishtaketu came Sukumara, the emperor of the entire world. From Sukumara came a son named Vitihotra, from Vitihotra, Bharga, and from Bharga, Bhargabhumi. O Maharaj Pariksit, all of these kings were descendants of Kashi, and they could also be called descendants of Kshatravridha. The son of Rava was Rabasa, and from Rabasa came Gambira, and from Gambira came a son named Akriya. The son of Akriya was known as Brahmavit, O King. Now hear about the descendants of Anena. From Anena came a son named Shuddha, and his son was Shuchi. The son of Shuchi was Dharmasarathi, also called Chitrakrit. From Chitrakrit was born a son named Shantaraj, a self-realized soul who performed all kinds of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and therefore did not beget any progeny. The sons of Raji were 500, all very powerful. On the request of the demigods, Raji killed the demons and thus returned the kingdom of heaven to Lord Indra. But Indra, fearing such demons as Prahlad, returned the kingdom of heaven to Raji and surrendered himself at Raji's lotus feet. Upon Raji's death, Indra begged Raji's sons for the return of the heavenly planet. They did not return it, however, although they agreed to return Indra's shares in ritualistic ceremonies. Thereafter, Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, offered oblations in the fire so that the sons of Raji would fall from moral principles. When they fell, Lord Indra killed them easily because of their degradation. Not a single one of them remained alive. From Kusha, the grandson of Kshatravritha, was born a son named Prati. The son of Prati was Sanjaya, and the son of Sanjaya was Jaya. From Jaya, Krita was born, and from Krita, King Haryabala. From Haryabala came a son named Sahadeva, and from Sahadeva came Hina. The son of Hina was Jayasena, and the son of Jayasena was Sankriti. The son of Sankriti was the powerful and expert fighter named Jaya. These kings were the members of the Kshatravritha dynasty. Now let me describe to you the dynasty of Nahusha. Thus ends the 17th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasties of the Sons of Pururava.